evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 9/24/2021. And I'll tell you what. And it all comes out, does it not? You have a president. You have Red China Joe, who apparently was one of the people involved back in 2001 in the narrative of the Dark Winter. Well, the Dark Winter was a program or a plan or a exercise, quote, end quote. We all know about exercises like on 9/11. There were three different ones, I think, that day. But he is... back in that time period, apparently was involved heavily in Operation Dark Winter and with the Vet 201 and all of that kind of stuff. It was a code name, you see, for senior level bioterrorist attack simulation conducted on June 22nd to June 23, 2001. Oh, prior to 9/11. Isn't that interesting? An exercise simulated to carry out a mock version of a covert and widespread smallpox attack on the United States. So you see, Red China Joe knew what he was talking about and probably was behind the scenes all along. And apparently, you know, he's got to get rid of these small engines in California. Now you can't have a generator with a gas engine or a lawnmower or ATV or, you know, or a chainsaw. Oh, no. Got to go to all electric, which, you know, I understand all of that because, you know why? Allegedly, Red China Joe owns about 10% of a Chinese energy company that just might have the lithium rights in Afghanistan and other places. So I'm going to tell you. This guy is lying piece of, you know what? This guy is the president of the United States. They stole the election in spite of what's going on in Arizona. But let me just say this. Politics is about all done. The ballot box, the soapbox is still open. You can get up on the soapbox. Although I doubt whether you could do it in Hyde Park in Chicago because somebody might shoot you, okay? But the ballot box is about all over with because they still control the vote. Just look at the latest California recall election, and you will see that in a lot of places where Republicans went to vote, they were told on election day, they were told, oh, well, you've already voted. So that means that they're cooking the books again, and they'll do it again and again and again. There is no political solution for what is a problem that has to do with the Luciferians trying to ruin this world, kill about 80, 90% of the population so that Lucifer can try and steal your souls when you die to give him devil power to bring him on the earth in a counterfeit of the Lord Jesus. Oh, you know, I'll tell you, that just reminds me of what Lord Jesus has to say. Of course, he said it. It was the revelations of... Lord Jesus has told to John of Patmos, you know? And let's see here where we're at. Tell you what, my Bible is about worn out. My pages on my old red letter edition are getting a little bit worn to the bone here. Anyway. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. Right. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and be with and he with me. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Oh, you know what? If you just pay attention to them old red letters of what Lord Jesus has to say in your red letter edition, you will have a lot of the information that you will answer your questions. And also, if you will repent and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, he's going to start to wash you clean. He's going to start to put you on the right track. And even if you're out there and backslid, or you got so many faces you can't see and count them all before the daylight comes again, then you ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Say, Lord, I repent of these sins. Tell him what you want, and you just have the counsel with him. Let him know. And our Father in heaven, through the Lord Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, will give you everlasting life in heaven. That's the best deal. It's a good idea. All right? But you see, they can't have that. The George Soroses, the Red China Joes, all of these New World Order idiots and ignoramuses, the Queen of England, all the different ones, the Rothschilds, the Fellers, all the different ones, turn on taxes. All the different ones that used to provide corn and wheat. From the Aventine Hill to the Roman army. So it is getting to be and cease to be a possibility to change the politics in this country. Because I'll tell you what, 98 out of 100 media are on the side of the New World Order. The Luciferian New World Order, who will use communism, Nazism, capitalism, socialism, this-ism, that-ism, the other-ism. And they will use their intelligence agencies. They will use their money center banks, their, you know, national banking structure, Federal Reserve, central banks type thing. That will use their militaries, including the Chinese military and the Russian military, you see. Because you start talking about trillionaires, and you find the trillionaires eat billionaires, and billionaires run politicians and run governments. Man. I have a good report tonight. We've got a brother named Ron. Ron is, let's just say, in New York State. Not in the cities, but in the hinterlands or in the more mountainous regions to the west, okay? And he went in for an operation to reconnect. They thought he had cancer and everything, so they had blockages in the intestines and all of that. And they opened him up, and they were going to go in to reconnect. But what he found out was, the doctor said, well, we expected to find a whole bunch of cancer in here. And I'm going to tell you what, we've been praying for him. I prayed for him. You prayed for him last night and at different times over the last few weeks. And I'm going to tell you, when they opened him up, they found no cancer whatsoever, reconnected all the tubes and all the stuff, the intestines. And I'll tell you what, let's give him a wonderful prayer tonight. Lord Jesus, go to my brother Ron. Go to Ron and finish him off. Give him an excellent, excellent medical miracle again. Restore him to full health. Remove the pain. And restore him to full health and function. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. And to the young man, Trey, and Jarhead, Lord Jesus, will you go to them and will you give them medical miracles? Will you increase the oxygen absorption? Will you give them all of the miracles ever? Restored health and function. Remove the headaches. Remove the clotting, all of the different things, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. And Amina, Mina, she is the tough one. But she's now watching for a lot of her family in the Florida. She's got her eye on the Cumbre Vieja. Now, Cumbre Vieja, I'll get to it in a minute, but let me just say this. Lord Jesus, will you go to Mina right now? Lord, we give her a medical miracle. Restore her to full health. She fought against the evil one who tried to get her purse, and she called on your name, Lord Jesus, in the middle of the gas station with a meth head biting her inside of her car, and she was whipping back on him, and she would not give up her purse. She called on your name, Lord Jesus. You sent the three wise men, the old retired white prison guard, the Hispanic man and a black man, and they whooped up on old meth head and duked him out and threw him to the ground and sat on him till the police came. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you do on her behalf, and continue to do it, Lord. Now, Cumbre Vieja, which we've looked at for a long time, I've talked about it on air for over 17 years at different times. And the electromagnetic thumpers, earthquake weapons, all of that, you don't believe there are such things, then go back and look at the treaty between the United States and the Soviet Union or Russia, whatever it was at that moment in time. Let's just say Russia, because that's basically what it is. And in terms of that, there was a treaty between the United States and Russia not to use the earthquake weapons, and it was a Secretary of Defense, Cohen, was the one that was involved in that treaty. And if you do not think that the U.S. government or the DARPA or the National Institute of Health and the Fauci Roy, Demon Fauci, and all of those people, DASAC and all the different ones, the University of North Carolina and various other university researchers who were involved in creating bioweapons through gain-of-function research, it's in the documents, arrest Fauci, arrest DASAC, arrest them all. And if George Soros or somebody allegedly provided money also, then arrest them. Federal marshals, get your shine your badge up and go be Wyatt Earp and go get him, you know? This time you can leave the cowboys alone, and you got a little demon whose name means, in English, means sickle. The bouchie is something that you would use to cut grain down. But he's a tear. And we know what's going to happen to the tear. We know that. So anyway, in terms of that, just to let you know, you want to look at something historically? Well, you could go back and you could read, you know, Emerging Viruses by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and he would show you how they created the HIV or AIDS. He would show you that. Dr. Len Horowitz, Emerging Viruses. Dr. Len is also his mother. There's a famous picture where she is as a Jewish woman, was down on the cobblestone street, prostrate with her head down, and the Nazi had a boot on her neck or on her back. She lived, but in the swine flu vaccination, she was given the swine flu vaccination and got Guillain-Barré syndrome and passed away over that after surviving the Nazi crap. But then again, when one looks at who's doing all of the bioweapons research, it's these Nazis, these little tyrannical, Luciferian, commie, Nazi, socialist scumbags trying to kill all the people to bring Lucifer in on the deal. So you got Cumbre Vieja, probably with electromagnetic thumper weapons that the Russians are probably using. Although it could just as easily be, or they could be assisted by, U.S. Luciferians in the highest levels of the Pentagon, in intelligence agencies, and in the banking structures and government structures. After all, Joker Tut, Obama, allegedly brought on with the United States scientists, the British scientists, and back then with some French scientists, brought on the Russians and some of the Spetsnaz to participate in the targets that were being chosen for the High Altitude Aurora Research Project out of Gakona, Alaska. In other words, to do and to steer storms and to create quakes and all kind of stuff, not only across the world, but in the United States as well, to bring on these catastrophes, to bring it on, and to start to kill people, and to be able to take control, and to get martial law, and all of this stuff. Now I see Hal Turner, somebody sent me one of his things here. He had two reports. Hal had the one about Cumbre. I'll talk of that for a second. I guess that the volcano is throwing like lava bombs or that as big as cars. So if you look up there and you're in La Palma, I guess, spewing the lava out through the top, and there, I think there's a couple vents, one by Tacande and then another one, the original pop of the Cumbre. But there's now another vent popping lava too, big amounts. And people are having to evacuate, and it's running over their homes and roads, and it's deep lava. It's not like a couple of inches or something. The stuff is hot and fiery and running fast. But if you look up and all of a sudden you see a Buick, deuce and a quarter from the 70s, or a Pontiac Grand Prix, or a Lincoln Town Car that was 35 feet long, and with that's just the hood alone. If you see one of them flying through the air, You know that Coombe is in bad way. Now, how long would it take if the shelf drops off, if that Coombe Vieja, if the shelf of the island drops into the ocean and creates the huge 100-foot or 200-foot or 300, whatever, foot tidal wave or tsunami wave that's going to travel at approximately 500 miles per hour, that's going to hit the entire east coast of North America? It'll hit other places, too. I mean, it'll hit, you know, other places in Europe and that kind of stuff. But it will maybe go to England and what have you, Greenland, Iceland, all the other islands out there, all right, in the Atlantic and stuff. And it's going to hit the Cubas and the different things. But it's going to hit from, let's just say, Florida clear to, Nova Scotia or something. And it's going to kill about 65 million people, allegedly, by the models. The first model I saw was a Swiss model. It was done a number of years ago. There's also been other models done in California research institutes and in universities. And this thing, we had Navy SEALs fought against Russian frogmen and a thunderball-like deal underneath to prevent the Russians from blowing it with nuclear weapons back about 2004. Then some good boys in the helicopters, after nobody would answer up on the SEALs, they went to look for them, and then finally got a radio signal out of somewhere, and they picked up wounded and took them to Puerto Rico to patch them up. You know, them old Night Stalkers. They go around and do it for everybody. So, that was the Russians back then. Are the Russians using their thumpers? Are they using their electromagnetic weapons? Or is it just Red China Joe who wants to make sure that, you know, that he can declare martial law in the United States and take it over for good, forever. And then you see the Great Reset, Build Back Better, right? The Davos, Switzerland. You know, we told you back years ago when Brother Quayle and I had information from security at Davos that Boutros was listening to I guess my show on the air, and he got so mad, he got up in the middle of the presentation that somebody else was doing. He went back and ordered to hit on that quail and birds, that quail and that hawk. And a lot of people have tried to kill us over the years, but I'm going to tell you something. We're protected by the Lord Jesus and anybody he's brought to be overwatch over us, or to give us the own ability to handle our own situations, or that Lord Jesus himself has just removed people from the fray by whatever matter, and preserve Brother Quayle. And thank goodness I'm still here too. Thank the Lord Jesus. I'm going to tell you what, if you know you're with Lord Jesus and he knows that you're with him, and you've got all that down just like you know your address, I'm going to tell you what, it starts to take the fear away from you. You start to feel, you know what? I might have a little surface fear here, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to heaven. I lose my life, I'm with the Lord Jesus. I lose my life on this planet. And what does the Lord Jesus tell you? I told you last night, I read it to you, that some of you, they shall cause to be put to death. But not a hair of your head, you see, will be harmed. And why is that? Because in your patience possess ye your souls. And I'm going to tell you what, my soul belongs to Lord Jesus. My allegiance goes to Lord Jesus. My obedience goes to Lord Jesus as best I can. And if you do that, you're going to be bolder and you're not going to have that terror in the night fear, because you can get up, look the evil in the eye and say, oh no, I'm going to be like that grandmother in Florida. Oh no, Mr. Methad, that's my purse. Lord Jesus, come and assist me in my time of need while I fight this sucker. All right? So somebody comes to your door to give you the jab. Somebody comes to the door. They sent some Afghans or some Haitians or whoever it might be to come and be the strike team to take you to the COVID camp. Well, you know what to do. Because I tell you what, the Declaration of Independence, the first law of this land that established our republic, went a long train of abuses and usurpations. In other words, when you usurp the power and you do things that are unconstitutional, you do things that are wrong, but went a long train of abuses and usurpations. Pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's out of the Declaration of Independence, right there. And I tell you what, old Tom Jefferson had a lot of it right. And I know, he's all this and that and the other. But you go sometime and look, if you can, go look at Monticello up there on the hill in Virginia, down overlooking the University of Virginia that used to be a university and now teaches the communism and teaches the Luciferianism. But if you go there and you see it, you'll see that he even had refrigeration. Most curiously, he had a whole refrigerated pit. Just incredible. Extensive vegetable gardens overlooking a nice little drop-off, but really nice. A house that's just incredibly beautiful. But everybody there was well-fed, well-sheltered, well-shod, well-clothed. And yes, he had slaves. But all of that changed. And we are where we are now. And there's no comparison now, because there were also back then a lot of white people that were indentured servants as well. The contracts were owned on them. You see it all come up. And then what do we know today? Who owns your mortgage? Who owns your car note? Who's got the paper on your bass boat? Or your John boat, if it's, you know, more appropriate, whatever. So we're still owing taxes to the man, and we're owing vigorous or high interest rates, lower than the past, but, you know, but interest to the banks, to the money lenders. So I don't know, you know. You better be understanding of where we're at, what's getting ready to happen, and as well as those Lincoln Town cars, size pieces of lava shooting out, you know, 2 kilometers away, four miles or so away. out of that old volcano. So when you look at them and see that, and then you, here you go. Here's another one, I guess, from Al. Apparently, he has a confidential source reported to Hal that along the normal trucking route, he has noticed that at least two credit unions in one bank in North Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, have had a brand new barbed wire fencing erected around their facilities within the past 48 hours. Is something up? Yeah, you bet something's up. The potential or the possibility of what they've been gaming for years, which is a bank run or an attack on banks to get the money out because they're going to destroy the economy and then probably try to reset a currency to a worldwide currency. You know, we've got this Australia, if you've been watching any of that, just incredible. I mean, somebody don't wear a mask. Somebody's not at their quarantine home. You know, they're, you know, across the street or down the block. And they've tracked you with their eyes of the sky and their drones. And they're tracking every movement of your cell phone or this or that or the other. Or your ankle bracelet or whatever it is. And they'll come and beat you down. But I'm going to tell you what. The construction workers and the truckers in Arizona, or in Arizona, in Australia, that could be a Freudian slip. In Australia, put their orange vests on and their orange safety vests, and they are getting huge protests. But you see, the final leverage is that they already gave their guns up. And all those guns were destroyed. And, you know, the good ones were taken, of course, by the cops in the military, in those kind of cases, and or given to the politicians or the bankers, the neat guns, you know. But they destroyed all of them, crushed them. I remember seeing thousands and thousands of firearms, weapons, rifles, pistols, shotguns going into these huge crushing machines being destroyed. So I'm going to tell you what, after this show tonight, you go right out if you still got a place open that you can get you some ammunition. And I don't care if it's not exactly your caliber that you got available on your handgun or on your rifle. But I guarantee if you've got a shotgun, there's some 12 gauge ammunition. Or 20 gauge if you got a smaller piece. But you can get some 12 gauge of some type, even if it's a number 6 or number 4 shot or, you know, even number 7 shot. I'm going to tell you what. You give them a couple pumps of that, and they'll know what hit them. They'll know who sent it. And I'm going to tell you, every little bit of ammunition you buy, and they're scared to death because you're buying all the ammunition there is. You're buying it and buying it and buying it and buying it. Then they try to throw you off and say, well, we're not going to import any of that Russian ammo anymore. Well, something else comes up. Maybe it comes in from Turkey. Maybe it comes in from somewhere else. Italy. Wherever. And it's getting bought. Costco's starting to limit people now again on the toilet paper and on soap and different stuff like that, cleaning supplies. Why? Because people know that the Fauci's and the Dazaks and the DARPAs and the this one and the Hookadookas and the Wuhan China Labs, the New World Order, minions working for Lucifer the Lightbringer, that they're going to bring more plagues. And now that they talk about, two things they talk about. MERS, 30% kill rate. MERS, another respiratory syndrome, see. Or Ebola, alright? A hemorrhagic fever. Bleed out of every orifice and you die. And that's got a much higher rate of kill. But you see, this COVID-19, even in the Delta, this and that, if you didn't do anything. See, in the Army, doctors in the Army are now telling the truth, is that the vaccines have killed more people in the Army than the COVID-19 did. The vaccines have killed more people. So they're lying when they tell you, oh, it's all the unvaxxed that are, you know, in the hospital dying. In Israel, which has one of the highest vaccination rates, the majority of the people in the hospitals are not the unvaccinated, but are the vaccinated. Because the spike protein jab itself, quote unquote, allegedly, is the bioweapon. Allegedly. And it has, according to Ms. Kingston, Karen Kingston, an analyst of the pharmaceutical industry, who's read all the patents and the background and all the filings that Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson, and all the different ones have filed on these jabs, okay? I just know that she used to work for Pfizer, so she said in Pfizer's information that she found in filings to China, filings to the European Union, patents, filings to the United States, but more so out of other documents than the direct filings they were trying to get, you know, to make sure that the jab would get pushed in the United States, that they have pegylated, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-E-D, pegylated lipids or fats that have the graphene oxide nanoparticle in it, which is a poison. It is a poison. It is a poison that's in the so-called vax jab, the spike jab, a poison, graphene oxide. And when I hear of somebody that is a friend or, you know, that has been a friend over the years at various times, when I hear that they had an aneurysm behind an eye, okay, and that they had taken the two jabs, and knowing that the clotting and the destruction of the capillaries and other various things, and the fact that this stuff goes to the brain, it goes into all the organs, the liver, the kidneys, the heart, the lungs, reproductive organs, into joints, all over throughout the body and deposits itself. And then as the cell phone towers whack this or that or the other, or they have electromagnetic frequencies being broadcast on a regional basis or a narrow beam basis. So you spread the beam out and affect the neighborhood or the city, turn it weird, or you can do that in a lot of different places in America with the satellite directed, remember? Satellite directed generation of scalar energies or scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. Do you see how old Hawk had the information from a long time ago and gave it to you? So, all over the place, we got shortages of nurses, doctors. You got about 200 Navy SEALs are not going to take the jab. And those are the very same SEALs that probably fought the Russian Spetsnaz swimmers underneath the water in a thunderball action to prevent Cumbre Vieja from being blown. Now it's being thumped, 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 whatever the frequency is. Loading up the fault lines and the cracks and the crevices of La Palma Island and other islands in the Canaries, and also out in the Mid-Atlantic Drift, the See the quakes and stuff out there a lot. But it's also being done around the world, around the planet, in different areas, because we got volcanoes blowing everywhere. Guatemala, Iceland. What if volcano blew in Alaska? Or volcano blows, two or three of them blow in the Pacific Northwest? What if one of the big ones, Tambora, goes? Or what if, another one somewhere else goes and you throw up so much stuff into the air that there is no summer and that the light is dissipated, right? And then it goes all the way up into the stratosphere, that it's not washed out by the rain or something. It goes up real high. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you'd better have that old chunky soup or Progresso soup or the Mountain House or the Wise or the Four Patriots or whatever the brand name happens to be of the freeze-dried food or the dehydrated foods. I'm going to tell you what, you need to get it, you need to put it away, and you need to have not just the 15 days that a lot of people have, but you got to have a year. If you could have a year, maybe you could have 2 years, okay? If you had 2 years, maybe you could still work and try to get the third year, all right? Because if you got a great tribulations of about 3.5 years, then how much food do you gonna need? I don't want my family or close friends or neighbors to starve. Do you want your kids or your grandkids to starve? Do you want your husband or your wife to starve? Do you want your dog or your kitty cat to starve or your minor bird or whatever it is? Sorry, mine, your parrot or your, toucan or whatever. You better be getting yourself set up, because this is not going to be about taking the jet plane for the grand vacation somewhere, all right? It better be about finding a place on Hillbilly Road that ain't too well known. A little old shack in the woods, or, a little old warehouse in the small town, just a warehouse space in and of itself, or a bolt hole, or you need expedient shelter. You live by the big bridge. There's always under the bridge, you got a little door there that's locked, and there's a room there, that keeps supplies and tools and stuff. You go along the highway systems, out in the hinterland, and sometimes you look over in a field, in the middle of a farmer's field, that there's no house around for thousands of acres. But you see a blockhouse out there. Well, that's for when they put a high line up, you see. There's all kinds of little places. I remember trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No bone, no food, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, you see. 2 hours of pushing brooms buys an 8x10, 12-bit room. And every door that ain't locked when no one's around, you see. Remember that? Johnny Rivers, I believe, sang that. Yep. And the governor of New York. Oh, she's a wonderful woman. Any medical staff in New York that refuses to take the jab and resigns or walks off the job in protest, she's going to now replace them with illegal aliens. Oh, great. Well, you can just put the Haitians and the Afghanis in, nurses training, I guess. Or lab trainers, pathology lab 101 or whatever, or they could just make them junior doctors, all right? But she's going to replace them with illegal aliens. Well, Governor, you go on into the hospital then, you know? And I'm going to tell you what, if you start to read, and I know some real good doctors, but I know some that are pure, you know what, women and men, they're pure turdolas, you know what I'm saying? Of the worst case of the old time, you know, white coat AMA god doctor, you see. Well, I know some real good ones, you know. I once knew a brain surgeon that used to play poker, high stakes poker, and got called out of a game to save Richard Pryor's life one time. But that's been many moons ago, in a whole other land, long ago and far, far away. So I'm going to tell you, that's why I didn't go to the emergency room in a $2,000 ambulance ride, but I tried to take anything I could, and you do your own thing. But I'm not going to go in to where they can jab you, say, oh, by mistake, we gave you the jab. Ha ha. Gave you the graphene oxide because we can kill you. Ha ha ha. Join our death cult with Lucifer. That's about the size of it. And this tyranny, this medical tyranny is being used in Australia and is being used in this country too. They're going to fire 200 SEALs? Now they say, well, it costs $500,000 to train them. No, that might be the first year. But these guys have had training, and I've known some SEALs. I've known active SEALs that were on the teams. Used to talk to them back in the 90s, a different thing. They've come back to still on the go pills. I used to talk to them and, you know, see them in various occasions. And these are the best top people there are, but the type of training they get, they're probably more like their training costs maybe $10 to $20 million a person. British SAS, the 20 units, you know, the 20 paras, and that's all the different intel para units and stuff. They're 10, 20, 10, 15, 20 million to train them because they're good. Now, I would urge all of them to form your own squadron, you see. American SEAL, you better believe it. And the Delta, or Marine Corps Recon, or the Marine Raiders, or whoever it might be. The Air Commandos, the Pathfinders. Just the good old hardcore Rangers, Army Rangers. Benning and Bragg, you know. Coronado and Little Creek. Or Campbell. All I know is that when you come out of the deal, utilize whatever effort you can with your groups that help you to resettle. It's the money that would be normally used if they were going to do you because of some stupid crap. And you got in a jam intelligence-wise or something, and you had to go to, I don't know, Turks and Caicos, or had to go to the Bahamas, or had to go to the Seychelles, or wherever it might be to get out of Little Creek or Coronado. Use a little bit of that money, start you a place, okay? Start you an outpost. A saloon is always a good place to think about that, but start you something in a small town down the coast, not in the big city, or get you a little place in the mountains and start to operate and to create your own structure because you're going to be needed. Just like all the doctors and the nurses and the dentists and the, you know, all the dental workers, all the people, the eye doctors, all the different stuff, you see, all the specialties and the GPs and the research people. Do not take the jabs and go into the Luciferian night to die. But before you go, start to talk about, if you're a doctor, getting some supplies for your rural home dispensary, you see. Because you donate your some of your time to your rural patients and things. And your country dispensary, you see. Go ahead and get your orders in for the antibiotics. There's a shortage on Cipro. I had a doctor in, let's just say, suburban Kansas City somewhere, or ex-suburban Kansas City, say, I ordered, prescribed Cipro to somebody, and there wasn't any of it in town. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You know, if you've got fish tanks, you go see the fish tank people. They got ciprofloxacin, and I'll tell you, I looked up some of that stuff, and the amoxicillin, and the various things, and the azithromycin, and the fluconazole, and the doxycycline. I looked some of the pills up. I looked at a pill, and what it looked like, and then the numbers, and the initials, or symbols on the side. I looked that up online. Well, my golly, it was the exact same manufacturer. And the exact same standard, the USP standards that they make for humans. Our friend Nurse Amy, and where there is no doctor, you know, he wrote the books. He talks a lot about using the fish antibiotics in a pinch. But I'm going to tell you, if you start to build your country dispensary, you start to put back, oh, that special little weapon that just happened to make it disappear, you know, that you never was on the books to start with because you never existed. But I'm going to tell you what, if you got nothing else, you got a M1 and an old bayonet, you got a AR-15, you got a with a bayonet lug. You got a AK variant that you can put the little, or an SK variant. You got the little Chinese bayonet there. You better get some of that set up, and you better get some stocks of like my old buddy in Rhode Island. You say, Hawk, do you think 75,000 rounds is enough? And I said, I don't know, Sarge. I don't know because I know where you live. You live on a hill above a park, and that's a junkie park down there. And I know you got high fences and bad old dogs, but I tell you what, when they start to come for you, they're going to bring the red Chinese or the this one, that one, and the other one. And you might need more than that. But any 1,000 rounds you've got will probably last you another hour, maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything's most needed or wanted. Be better reserve notes. A little bit of gold, a little bit of silver, whatever it is, ounce of silver. Silver quarter, 10th ounce gold, ounce of gold, whatever it is, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 6-6-2-0-8, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold and bless you and give you a true sanctuary for your family. To Bob out there. Bob, you're up there on the hill on a certain old road. Let's call it road number C, looking over paradise. Lord Jesus loves you. And I'm going to tell you what, Lord, go to Bob right now and give him a medical miracle. And Bob, I just, in my own mind, this is just me thinking. I think if you had a little bit, you might just try, just in case. Nah, I don't know. A lot of people, I would say this, a lot of people are taking ivermectin prophylactically, preventatively. I know some people are taking hydroxychloroquine preventatively. Now, you check with your physicians and all of that, or do your own research. Take it to the Lord in prayer, but you just might find, in spite of certain lab tests or whatever, you might find that some of the symptoms might be from something else. And anyway, I've got a little plunger of that old stuff, and I just figure out the increment is about 250 pounds rather than, I don't want to treat a 1,250 pound horse. I want to treat maybe like a 250 pound horse, you see. Even if I only was a slip of a lad at 190 or 170 or 150, you see, I might just treat it for that once a week. Now, Dr. Barodi down in Australia, when he was allowed to treat, he also used doxycycline. Some might say C-Pec. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home. Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. The enemies of the true America. Bad thing already, I know you're ready and picky. They're out there and it's hurt people. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Rico, Thomas, and Bill. Lord Jesus loves you. And pray. Jesus loves you. Pray. But. They want to study. Well, hey, Lord Jesus, protect against all evil.